Mr. Chairperson, Your Excellencies, Heads of Delegations, Honorable Ministers, Ladies and Gentlemen, I could see now that most of the seats are empty, and I'm not going to read the whole statement. I'll be skipping so that I save some time. Mr. Chairperson, I'll be failing in my duties if I won't deliver the message from my able leader, that is the Republican President of Zambia, Dr. Levi Patrick Mwanawasa, State Council, who is unable to be with you today due to some important national commitments. However, I have his full blessings to deliver the statement to this conference. Mr. Chairperson, we are all aware that this high conference, this high level conference purpose is to address food security issues in the face of soaring food prices and the new challenges of climate change, bioenergy, and food security. Mr. Chairperson, Africa has not been spared, and Zambia, being part of this global family, is also experiencing the effects of climate change, especially in agriculture. Since the 1990s, crop production in the country has faced negative impacts due to extreme climate conditions, which are believed to be manifestation of long-term climate change. Recent projections indicate sub-Saharan Africa to be at risk for increased drought during the 21st century. These changes will affect the agriculture sector in the following ways, Mr. Chairperson. Reduction in crop yields, increased incidence of pest and disease, reduction in soil fertility, limited availability of good quality water, and high production costs. Mr. Chairperson, Zambia, like any other nation, wishes to ensure food security for its people. Food is a right, Mr. Chairperson. Therefore, it should be available at all times, in the right quantities, and at the right prices. In addition, Mr. Chairperson, the food should be of good nutritive value. This is, however, being threatened by climate change. It is, therefore, in the interest of the world to reduce greenhouse gas emissions that are leading to climate change. Mr. Chairperson, as a part to the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, Zambia is promoting a number of programs such as conservation farming, sustainable forest management, enhancing capacity for early warning, investment in agriculture research and extension, and renewable energy. Mr. Chairperson, you may wish to know that Zambia depends on rain-fed agriculture, which is vulnerable to climate change. Therefore, the issue of mitigation and adaptation to climate change are critical to ensuring food security for the Zambian people. Mr. Chairperson, Zambia's large potential in agriculture remains unexploited. Out of a total land area of 73 million hectares, only 43 million hectares are classified as a medium to high potential and therefore suitable for agriculture production. Mr. Chairperson, 12% is suitable for crop production, and only an estimated 14% of this is currently cultivated. The Zambian climate is still relatively favorable for agriculture production, with rainfall of 800 milliliters in the southern part of the country and 1,800 millimeters in the north each year. Mr. Chairperson, groundwater resources are also abundant. The irrigation potential in Zambia is 423,000 hectares, of which only 100,000 hectares is being utilized. Mr. Chairperson, with such a vast land area, Zambia has large pasture lands capable of supporting a sizable livestock herd. However, the expansion in this subsector has been hampered by outbreak of a number of diseases such as foot and mouth. Livestock production can immediately be improved by an injection of funds in local production of vaccines. This conference can also look into the issues of funds provision for the purchase of the vaccines to eradicate the problem of diseases in Zambia. Mr. Chairperson, given this great potential, Zambia is well positioned to play a strategic role in producing food for the region and beyond. Mr. Chairperson, what is required immediately for my country is to a supplementation in the provision of additional fertilizer, seed and farm implements for the small-scale farmers who are the major producers. For instance, in the past 3 years, we have proved that the fertilizer support scheme availed to the small-scale farmers has been very successful in increasing crop yields. Mr. Chairperson, on the question of bioenergy, prudent land use planning is necessary in allocating land for food production, especially that of large-scale production of biofuel plants. However, we should be conscious against compromising food security through sharing some food resources for bioenergy supplies and human consumption. Currently, Zambia has adopted the large-scale growing of Jatropha on marginal land for biodiesel production. Mr. Chairperson, Zambia is ready to produce for the nation, region, and beyond, given the opportunity. In summary, Mr. Chairperson, Africa does not need unnecessary feasibility studies to produce food. All that is needed, it is financial and material support assistance for agriculture inputs as fertilizer, seed and equipment, research and extension services, improved road infrastructure, storage facilities, and investment. There is need to make credit facilities accessible to small-scale farmers, especially women and other disadvantaged groups. In addition, there is need to speed up the WTO Doha round, which should address the issue of the tariffs of developing countries. Mr. Chairperson, time is not with me. I have to leave more time for others. As I conclude my statement, I wish to express our hope that the outcome of this high-level conference will be a declaration that expresses a strong political will to implement measures aimed at achieving global food security. And I cannot forget to thank the organizers for the well-done job. I thank you, Mr. Chairperson.